Hey, TJ Fanatico's podcast.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah. Why is there a TJ Fanatico's podcast? Because we just figure that why not?
Why not?
We'll do 1,000 podcasts a day that look and sound pretty much the exact same as every other thing that we do. I mean, do you think that there, you know, it used to be a little bit of a difference because, you know, you and I are the ones doing the show now, the regular old radio show. And then we do the extra funny and extra funny for the subscribers. And then we do this together. I don't know that there's a defining line anywhere, really. I think we should just put it all together as just one thing.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, just one continuous loop.
Yeah. Now, this one does have a theme, so it sets it apart a little bit.
Yeah.
But
we don't even change wardrobe before we do this one every day to make it look different.
No, we're not going to do costume changes for a podcast. Uh-huh. No, I'm not interested in doing that.
Yeah.
I've got like 2 shirts.
Mm. But TJ Fanatico's podcast sponsored by Distill Harbor. If you want the perfect gift for your main, I got one of these, phone wallet things. It's called the, Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet. It's great. It's got beautiful, beautiful, handsome leather. And you can carry your four most important cards with you, and it just locks on the back of your phone and keep you from, you know, you don't want your man's butt looking all weird with a big wallet in his back pocket. So give your man a smooth butt appearance.
Oh, give him a smooth butt.
You be telling them ladies, keep your hands off.
Yeah. Don't lay a finger on my wallet, Junior. And it's before Christmas. We're a couple months. This is like an easy gift to get now.
And it's 20% off when you use the promo code TJ at tjriggins.com/gift. tjriggins.com/gift with the code TJ. 20% off the fabulous, fabulous, make your life easier Wally Jr. MagSafe phone wallet.
It's a winner.
So the topic is the top 5 things men need to have. Top 5 things men need to have. We'll count down the ones that we've done so far in case you've missed it, and then give you today's, and then have hot conversation about it. Coming up next.
Why are you laughing?
That thing always scares me, and I jump. You know, I get startled easily, and that thing goes. Burm. I just like. If you go back and watch it on the YouTubes or whatever, you can see I jumped. I got startled.
You're jumping bean.
Ooh,
it seems spooky. To have gotten worse in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I'm on edge a lot.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm on edge. I am the edge.
The edge, like the guy in YouTube,
right? Yeah,
you can call me the edge. No, I'm gonna, you're 60 years old. Do I need to call you the edge? The edge, or is it just edge?
I think it's the edge.
The edge. I mean, come on, man.
And then you know, you can't forget about Flea in Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I mean, I think the edge is worse.
Yeah,
if it was at the least Flea
is a good, you know, nickname.
Rock star, kind of grungy, dirty, but the or edge.
It would be like somebody named the Middle.
Yeah, right. The middle.
That would be a compliment, because you're either on the edge or you're on the middle. In the middle.
Yeah, you could be a good YouTube cover band, like The Middle, Boner, and a couple of whoever else is in that band.
Yeah. All right, 5 things that men need to have. I know everybody's waiting.
Yep.
Because they don't know how to live till they get our opinions on these things. Number 5, various sizes of ice chests and coolers, however you want to say it. A grasp of the most basic cooking skills. Like, if you're a guy and you don't know how to even do a grilled cheese sandwich, then you gotta, as the kids say, you gotta put in the work and do better.
Do better.
Mm-hmm. It's not okay. You know what else the millennials and below say all the time, Riggins, that I've noticed? Instead of saying, you're right, or he's right, y'all will say, he's not wrong.
No, listen, he's not wrong. Not wrong. I heard a great one the other day on TikTok. She, instead of saying, me too, mm-hmm. somebody went, oh, my God, also, same. It's like, what? Oh, my God, also, same. You just say me too.
That's dumb.
That's dumb.
This is not on the list, and even though we have a number one to get to, I think top five things men need to have is the ability to fight off the urge to use the term vibes.
Oh, I'm guilty.
I don't think men need to be saying vibes. That's not a man word. But anyway, I digress on that. At least one good watch was number three that we did yesterday. And today, top five things men need to have. Men need to have their feet taken care of.
Mm.
Now, I don't mean go sit and get pedicures and go to the spa and all of that stuff. I mean, keep your toenails cut and neat.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have your feet clean looking.
Sure.
'Cause we talk to a lot of women, because our show is targeted to women and always has been. And they always say that when you ask what men need to do, and most of them say, don't wear sandals, 'cause men's feet are always nasty. Men don't keep up with their feet. They always look. So it doesn't take a lot.
No, it doesn't. And it's minimal.
Yeah, and it doesn't take. And I would go ahead and add fingernails too to this. Make sure you don't have long fingernails and all that. Just your basic nail grooming.
Sure.
Because we know a guy. We fixed up this couple years and years ago, and they were going out on one of their first dates. They were going out on the lake on the boat. And, she was meeting at his house, 'cause it was on, you know, his house was the one that was on, at the lake. And before they could leave, said, hang on a minute. She was already out in the boat, I think.
Yeah.
In the slip. And he ran back in the house. And the reason he ran back in the house is because he had to go cut his toenails.
Yeah. Forgot to do that. Forgot to clean those dogs up.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, it must have been bad too.
It had to have been bad. Any that moment of realization, oh my God, they're so long, or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
That is gross.
Yeah, so I usually go by the with my fingernails or toenails, I go by the rule of if you can see white, cut it off.
I know. I think you go more aggressively than most people do. You don't see any white on your fingernails.
No.
None.
Mm-mm.
Now, toenails, you're going to skip. You're going to do your fingernails more than you're going to do your toenails. I think I do.
Well, only reason is because my toenails don't grow as fast as my fingernails do. It's not because you don't see them as much.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I have to cut my fingernails twice a week.
Yeah.
And I always say cut instead of clip. I don't know why.
Cut your finger. Well, you're supposed to clip. I mean, cut them instead of clipping them. But
but I use clippers.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. That is so gross, though. It is so gross. A lot of guys don't even wash their feet in the shower. That comes up on social media all the time. Yeah, just letting the soap run down. But you got to clean between your toes and under the nail. You know, you don't got to spend 20 minutes doing it, but just take care of them. And I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah. And, you know, I get made fun of because, you know, it's the whole story about when my wife comes into the bathroom as I'm drying off and she always catches me in the most compromising position, bent over, drying in between my toes and my butt stuck up in the air.
Yeah.
So I finally just had to start because it was like she was timing it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this, I heard the water cut off. Then, you know. So I just started locking the door to make sure it doesn't happen. And, but then people say, wait, what are you doing? Bent over. What are you drying? Yeah, I dry between every toe because if you don't, I mean, if you have excess moisture there, that's how fungus breeds.
Right.
You get the athlete's foot.
Get an athlete's foot. Do you use the bath towel that you use to dry off to clean in between your toes? It's the same towel?
I have an upper body towel and a lower body towel.
Are you kidding?
That I use.
Why?
Because once the towel gets wet, kind of damp, I don't want it anymore. I want to get another one that's completely dry. So I use two towels. 1500. Every shower, I have two towels.
It gets soaking wet that it can't even function as a drying.
It's just it gives me the heebie-jeebies if it's not a dry towel.
Does Jody ever make a point to go, hey, do you mind cutting it down to one towel so I'm not doing as many?
No, because I've always been that way.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll take one towel. When I turn the shower off, I'll take one towel, dry my head and everything above the waist and above on my back and all of that.
And then where's that go? You
throw it down on the floor? Then I open the shower door and lay it out because there's a bath mat there, but then I'll put that out there. So I can walk on it over to the bathtub where I put my foot up on that so I can dry in between my toes and all of that stuff. So I make a little, like a
pathway. A bath
pathway. A little towel carpet.
And then, okay, so now you've got two wet towels. Do you hang those back up on a drying rack or do they immediately go in the hamper?
I'll hang them so they'll dry some before I put them in the hamper because I don't want them to, just throw them in there and mildew. Yeah. Wow.
You're like the biggest person. I need two towels to get dry. You're not that big.
I know, but I don't like the, especially putting on socks. If your feet aren't just absolutely dry, I just can't do that.
I'll give you something that would freak you out. I grew up in a house with three boys and I'm the youngest of three brothers. We would share towels in the morning.
Oh, really?
I often use a damp towel.
Oh.
One of us would have to go use my parents' bathroom to take a shower, and the other two would use the same one. So whoever got stuck taking the shower after the first one would have to use the same towel.
And I'm not saying that that's gross. I'm just saying that for me, it's, everybody has things that bother them more. Like, we worked with that guy that couldn't stand the crunch of an apple when somebody's eating an apple, drive him nuts. That's kind of the way it is with the towel thing for me. It just has to be a dry and not soft towel. I don't want any slick, like no fabric softener crap or any of that stuff on the towel.
You like a scratchy kind of towel.
Just a thirsty, like one that'll absorb, and Larry David stole that from me as a bit that he did on Curb Your Enthusiasm about needing a towel that had been worn some and not soft, slick towels. Mm. He took that from me, and he also took the whole thing about being in line to vote with somebody that is voting opposite you are, and just saying, hey, let's just get out of here and go have a beer.
You're going to cancel your
Now, obviously, he didn't steal that from me, but I think somebody that does help with the show probably did.
Maybe.
But again, that's just my humble opinion.
Yeah.
Because I've been saying that for years, and those two things, I've run those in the ground on the radio.
True.
So you dry in between, you make it a concerted effort to do, so when people come out of the shower and they're still damp, like in movies and stuff, you'll see them, they'll come out of the shower and then they'll just throw on a shirt, like a t-shirt or something, and go, doesn't that get wet?
Yeah, it's totally for, they're just trying to expedite the process. But yeah, that's disgusting. I would never.
You know what else bugs me about TV and movies? Huh. Is that whenever they have a huge breakfast that they've cooked and everything, they never eat it.
They never eat it?
No. If they sit down to eat your breakfast, they'll sit down and they'll talk for about 5 seconds and then go, okay, I got to go. And then they'll throw the napkin down and then they leave.
Yeah, it's sort of just a segue to get to where.
Why even so they never eat the breakfast.
Yeah, that's interesting. I never noticed that.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes they'll say, hey, don't have time for breakfast. Just grab a piece of toast and then they're on their way. That's different. But if they sit down like they're going to eat your bread, I cooked your eggs, and great, I'm starving.
Yeah.
And then they'll just sit there for, 30 seconds and talk. And then the person sitting down will say, okay, I got to go. And then there's a full plate that they never even touched.
They should do what really would happen is if your mom grabbed, we'll take this hot bacon grease, you lousy son of a, you ungrateful little. Your mom would freak out if she made you breakfast and you just walked out on it.
Yeah,
right. That would not go over well.
Mm-mm. Okay. I digress.
Yeah.
But men need to have their feet taken care of and fingernails.
Take care of them. You got to shave the hair on your toes?
Do what?
Do you shave the hair on your toes?
I shave all my leg hair and stuff because it's so bad, but I haven't done it in a while. You should see my knees look like a bear right now.
Oh, your knees?
Yeah. It shows up more on my knees than anywhere else. It's crazy.
It ain't easy, is it, bud?
No, man.
It ain't easy being a man.
Tough. But yeah, I do all of that. Mm-hmm. My arms need to be trimmed down. And I started doing that back when I was into the fitness and everything. I started shaving my body completely. And then once I got fat, I still like the smooth.
Do you?
Yeah, because I'm so hairy. And then again, it's one thing to be hairy, but it's another thing to be fat and hairy. That makes it worse.
You think smooth and hairy is far superior than fat smooth, and hairy?
Smooth and fat is better than hairy and fat. Yeah. Which, by the way, would be a good name for a wacky morning show. We're hairy and fat.
Yeah. Smooth and hairy.